Oh yeah, are you back from your fucking adventure? Like, did you fucking
Go to Ireland?
go to Ireland and like grow the hops and shit and brew the fucking beer?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
At
what?
Misty Moor? Were you just at a Misty Moor?
I don't know. Do you guys remember a commercial? Like, it's some beer commercial where this guy like reaches into a fridge and like it goes like into a mountain. It was a super old commercial.
Probably Coors Light, because their whole thing is the mountain.
And there's like this guy that's like running and grabbing a beer for him and just like giving it to him. And
Yeah,
like he's like,
I think it was Coors
it
Light.
might have
Yeah,
been Coors. Yeah. See,
pretty sure it was Coors Light.
the guy inside my fridge wasn't there today. He took day off, so I had to run and grab it.
Oh, you
So
had to like
the beer should have
hop
left.
up in there. Yeah, and
That's what happened. So
Oh, gotcha.
that's, I
Yeah.
mean, there's no other reason why you'd be wearing a fucking flannel when it's back up to like 90 degrees here.
Sir,
Yeah.
sir, sir. It is a very thin, it's a very thin shirt. Came from work, okay?
Ugh.
Gotta say, bro,
Thin.
that's very
Ugh.
unbecoming of you.
Very
Amen.
hot. I'm like hot just looking at you.
Yeah, I'm just like, what is this guy doing right now?
It's all
This guy's
good.
ready for spooky season.
Well, you guys don't have air
Spooky
conditioning?
hot. No,
Oh yeah,
actually.
my AC is blasting right now. My AC is full frontal blast right now.
Like motherfucking Forza Motorsport, we are back with another episode. This is the Pod Boys Advanced Podcast, a weekly discussion where we go over the latest in gaming, throw in a little bit of whatever else we want to talk about. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-hosts and best friends.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
What's good to work?
Eric.
Good, what's good?
Who else we got today? Oh,
Oh, you know.
oh,
Just
oh,
that one
oh,
fucking tree rat in the hood.
oh.
That's kind of
Oh,
small, but not too small.
I was going more for like the intro to Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Oh,
Oh, is that what
okay.
that was?
Oh,
No wonder I kind of was grooving with it.
yeah.
Dude, I
That
have
makes
so
sense
many great
now.
memories to that
Sube el
song,
mambo para que mi gata prenda los motores. Sube el mambo para que mi gata prenda los motores, you know?
dude. Hell yeah, dude. Somebody needs to
Duro!
come back with a
Fuck
like
off.
remix of that.
Dude, I mean, it's done been happened. A bunch. He actually just went on like his farewell tour where he just retired. Like, but he was still popping
No
up
way.
until, yeah, he's still dropping music up until now. He's like 50. He dropped his last album called Legend Daddy
Oh, nice.
and did a farewell tour all last year, I believe. Yeah.
Damn, man. Legend, hell yeah.
Literally. Fucking world
Entire
icon.
whole genre.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Props.
What's up? We're
What up?
talking about just talking about Daddy Yankee. How about you?
Yeah, let's go.
What
Legend.
we yep.
Legend Daddy.
What we drinking this week, boys?
Daddy. Well, I'm just keeping it old school, kicking it old school. Oh, I like how I was doing
Lagunitas.
that. Yeah.
Lagunitas
Max
Maximus.
Lagunitas. Yeah,
What?
Lagunitas.
What
Technically,
is
yeah, we should
what?
pronounce it Lagunitas.
What is that a dog with like hops on his head?
Yeah, it's a dog with a. It's not hops. It's the
Oh, it's
laurel
like the little floral thing
but
that's
no,
in the
well, no, I well, I think it's supposed
Roman
to I
times.
think it's supposed to be a play on the laurel crown, but I think they're hops.
Oh yeah,
Oh
no,
yeah, it
yeah,
kind of does look
they're
like hops,
it's
yeah.
a hops laurel. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
hops laurel for sure.
That's pretty
You see a
hilarious,
little nug
actually.
there now.
A little nugget. Dude, why does it look so much like weed? Have we talked about? I feel like I talk about this a lot. Never mind.
Yeah, we've
Oh
mentioned
yeah,
that before, I think.
they're the
Hops
weird
look like
sisters.
weeds.
Yeah. It's like
Yeah.
very prevalent when they like make it like the focal point of the art on cans, and you're just like, that's just a fucking nug. Is there gonna be weed in this beer? And like, oh no, it's just a hop.
It's just the hop.
What about you, Twerk?
I'm drinking from I'm bringing a paper bag. Yeah.
Hey, nice.
So, got a paperback brewing. It's Capiche.
Capiche.
It's Capiche. It's Capiche. Got this,
like, this mob fellow. Yeah.
There's this guy right behind him, just ready to mug you.
Oh shit! He's got the fucking. Like short, yeah, he's like a Guido. Yeah, he's like a Guido, but he's got like a fucking baton, like a police baton or some shit, like a club.
Yeah, it says it's a pilsner you won't refuse. Capiche?
A pilsner.
Okay.
It's an Italian style pilsner.
Oh, okay, so it's like a Peroni. Have you guys had Italian beer before?
I don't believe I have.
I haven't.
Yeah, maybe, but who knows?
I've had it recently, like at Italian restaurants. They'll have it on the menu. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try it. I mean, it's just like a Heineken. It's like a Heineken type beat. At least the one I've tried, like Peroni.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
No, it's not horrible.
From the makers of chain, what is it? Bunny with a chainsaw.
Bunny with a chainsaw. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm bringing back an old podcast favorite, but also looks like I'm a little upset. Oh, never mind. It's there. From good old Attitude Brewing Company. Hey. I've had an Attitude on here since the GOAT and Vince started being on here.
Did they still got the little luchador?
Yeah. So,
is that what you were looking for?
I couldn't find him for a bit, but he is indeed there. If I can get him to focus, it's a darker in my room today.
There he is,
a little tiny luchador. Every can has a little tiny luchador somewhere on it, just like hidden. This one is called Soul Cal, like Soul. Soul S-O-L. Cal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's got a giant peach as the sun with like a little beach setting.
Nice, you know? Nice.
Pretty dope looking.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Yep.
Looks like kind of peach, right?
I mean, it's a typical... You know, a nice Orange County, Southern California beach, like our home is known for. So, oh, here we go. It's a peach hazy IPA.
Oh,
damn! That actually sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm actually super fucking excited to try it, y'all.
Let's a little jelly belly right now.
Let's fucking do it. Let's do this fucking disappointing, sad cam pop with the AI noise canceling.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like mine went through.
I didn't hear it.
Thanks, AI.
Thank you. Arthur.
What would
the AI need be the officials for? Arthur. Can't think of a last name that ends in I, bro.
Iverson, like Allen Iverson is all I can think. Fuck, this is all Allen Iverson's fault.
And I had you too.
Great, I feel like. Oh, you had the i3s?
Yeah, not white ones though. I didn't have white ones. They came out with an alternative baby blue color. I mean, I guess I had white in it, but it was predominantly baby blue. Those are the ones I rocked.
Those are fire.
For no reason.
Because you were not a baller?
Bro. I balled so fucking hard, dude. They kept hoops away from me and backboards, especially because I would fucking break them every single time.
That's how hard. Don't let them be glass. God forbid they be fucking glass.
Better be like those metal ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like at elementary schools.
Don't used to actually get like... Goat was the inspiration for all those like NBA Street games where you get like fire powers and like explode the rim. That's actually from like true life, inspired by true events. Like the goat had to be like separated from the rest of the kids for a while when we were young.
Is that why you started shaving your head, goat? Because you would just like singe.
Yeah.
All the fire you would like have on the court.
That was the number one reason why. And then also there was one time I dug so fucking hard, the person just went into straight epileptic seizure, dude. So I just stopped bawling after that because I was like, fuck. Like,
yeah, dude, I remember. It was pretty fucked up.
Fuck.
So that's the reason why I no longer bowl.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Too much power.
Gotta reel it in. Makes sense.
Yeah, I gotta contain thyself.
It's like the example. You know how like fucking Uncle Ben has told Spider-Man like 80,000 times in our life that like with great power comes great responsibility. That's what happens when you like don't have the responsibility to go with it. You're just like, yeah. Oh shit, look at all this fucking basketball power.
With that's great fire.
Next thing you know, people are withering away on the floor, you know, foaming at the mouth.
So anyway, how's your guys' beers?
Crazy. Oh, my beer's good. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. My beer's good. It's pretty simple. I can see the comparison to what kind of like Heineken-ish. Well, but I mean, it's like, it's crisp.
I was specifically talking about the one I had, Peroni.
Right.
That one was
But it's like the Pilsner taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crisp.
I'm recently watching a mob show / series on Prime. So like the fact that you got a beer named Capiche, I'm super jelly belly about your beer now too. Mm. Like both of you have
great beers. They had this one, and then right next to it was Bunny with a Chainsaw, but we've had that before. So I was like, oh, I'll get this other one.
Have you guys watched The Sopranos?
No.
No.
What? This
one, honestly, I tried. And I mean, I'm probably going to do it. I'm not saying I'm not. One day I probably will.
I just recently watched it. Like maybe not like this year, but maybe last year. Like we watched it in like pretty much in its entirety a couple times through. And like it's...
Damn.
It's a fucking good show, dude. Like the ending, everyone hates, and it's like it's like pretty weird and like ambiguous, and everyone fucking hates it. But like I really enjoy it. It's a fucking dope ass show, dude. It does like start like getting weird around season 5, but stick through it. I mean, it's a dope ass fucking mob show, bro.
But how many seasons are there?
7.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Okay, I thought for some reason I was thinking it was like 10.
How many episodes per season? Though.
I don't know. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Got it.
Probably like 10 or 11.
Probably around there, yeah. Mm.
But yeah, no, the one I'm watching is called The Godfather of Harlem. Like just when I thought I had watched all the cool mobster movies and shows and things of that nature. I just went on Prime for the first time in a long time and it was just boom right there. So I was like, hey, you know what? Let's just put on some background noise while I play COD on my mobile. And then like, actually, like, I was hooked right from the beginning. I just
started a match on mobile, dude. Thick man, dude. Like, you're sitting there in your home with an Xbox right next to you. And you're just like, COD I'm going to fucking do COD.
Bro, it's because I'm good at the mobile. it's pure pleasure. What do you call that shit? Like, you know, the reward system in your brain or whatever.
You can't get good at the console one, dog? Why don't the skills should transfer? It's the same shit, no?
Oh, hell no. No, it's pretty different, I feel like, but, you know.
Nah, go. I think
people are so good at it already. They're light years ahead of where I'm at right now. So,
well, you need to translate your, what you need to translate your skill scope is button mapping. Because then you don't have to pull the trigger. You can do the same thing, like fire by pressing a button.
Oh, so yeah. I've never thought of that before, actually.
And that's possible in the new stuff. Definitely. Yeah, you can map the buttons, so like pressing A could be your shoot. Yeah, you can make it feel like you're playing.
Oh, you don't have a PlayStation. You don't have a PlayStation. I was gonna say with the PlayStation controller, you could also set it to where clicking the center thing is shoot, and you can like even aim with it like that.
Oh, nice.
So it would feel even more like your mobile setup because you use touch controls to anchor.
Aim with that one and then just shoot with the van.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. See this? Okay, so I'm glad we talked about this for the 500th time because this is new info.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. I never even thought about that, to be honest with you guys.
Accessibility.
So maybe my skills will transfer and I'll be like a sick-ass fool on the actual console.
Would you ever try like mouse and keyboard like on PC?
Oh, I've never even tried it once. I would definitely try it, but I haven't done it.
So basically how it works is you walk and move forward, backward, side to side with the keyboard with the keys WASD usually. So you have to like, so W is forward, S is back, A and D are side to side. And the actual aim, like the camera control, is with the mouse. So you aim and look around with the mouse, and then you click to shoot. Yeah.
You have one of those sick ass mouses that has like extra little buttons, so you could do other stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the most efficient way for sure. Like, yeah. There's
buttons over here and up here.
Here's mine. Here. We got buttons on the side too. And
didn't I give you a sick ass mouse?
I actually have it. Yeah,
it's in the gave you a sick ass gaming mouse. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'll try it one day for sure. Imagine I'm just like a sick ass fool. It's like those kids that just fucking like know how to play the piano as soon as they lay their hands on the piano. It's
just like, could be, oh, man. Could be you.
Could be you, Goat. Games. What have we been playing, boys?
Goat, you want to go first? I've
been playing. Yeah, mostly just Payday, Rocket League, Fortnite with the boys. Haven't done a whole lot of like solo gaming.
For sure.
Last few weeks.
Tell us about Payday 3, though. That's a new one for the podcast. We haven't talked about Payday 3. I think we've all played it a bit at this point, right?
Yeah. You guys played it with Vincent.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
We played it for a while the other night. Me, Vince, and Goat. We played for a few hours. It was pretty good. What do you think?
You definitely have to pay attention to how it is that you're like what you need to do, and then possibly even like look it up. Maybe I was thinking, because the last one that we did when we were in the club trying to steal what a crypto
wallet was hard,
dude. The one with the crypto wallet is fucking tough, dude. That thing sucked. And then we fucked everything up. And when you fuck shit up, you kind of just brute force your way through it. But that one got to a point where like it's so weird and convoluted that like. Even with brute force, we had killed everyone. There was no cops or anything around us or anything. Even like the until the infinite round started or whatever, and we were just like, "What do we do?"
Yep.
So we ended up quitting. Nice. Like that was the last game because I was late too at that point. And we were just like, "Fuck, this map sucks."
Yeah, Vince and I tried playing that with some random people, and they ended up quitting too. And Vince and I were literally just running around like, "Where is the accounting office,
dude?" Yes, that's the exact part that we got stuck at. Yeah, office. Yeah, that's the exact part that we got stuck at. Is the password or the code should be in the accounting office or whatever. Yeah. And I never found the fucking accounting office, dude. That shit was so whack. But I mean, the other ones like the bank robberies and shit like that, like. It's a pretty fun game to play with the homies, you know? I mean, it's...
I'm not going to lie. You feel some type of power when you're, like, getting close. Get down on the floor.
Yeah, you're just fucking... especially the ones that, like... It doesn't give you the option to tie them up, so you have to, like, pick them up and, like, throw them back down again, like, a second time. It's just like, bitch, I suck it on the fucking ground. You're like,
hell yeah.
You definitely have to. I feel like it's best probably to play with a full team of homies, because you have to like really coordinate how to do shit quietly, unless you want to go gun ho every time, you know. But fucking... I think it'd be more fun to do it like secretly, you know.
This motherfucker Go always just be like wandering around, and then he gets like peeped. And, like, you know how, like, when you get seen, like, they immediately get the little handcuffs over their head and they start following you to, like, start shit? Goat's always just, like, walking back to us. He's like, hey, is this guy after me? What's going on right now? And then, like, boom, the whole shit is like, dude, what? Why? Yeah.
And all of you just walking around the club, dude, going up to the bar, mingling with people. And then, like, oh, they start getting suspicious of me. I didn't have my mask on. I'm just walking about, dude. Try not to stand in the corner of the club like a weirdo. You know?
I mean, I was like, I guess I was more suspicious, and they didn't mind me because I was like sneaking around the club, like in play, like they're at the play.
Meanwhile, this guy's like,
yeah, I'm over
the club, like, yeah, sneaking. Just like sneaking, yeah, like fucking dodge rolling and shit.
That's hilarious. Funny, but yeah, I always draw attention to myself. The first time I just straight up went and tried to clock the cop, and then I didn't realize there was another cop right behind me that watched me do that. So,
fucking guy.
Oh, sorry, dude. Was this your friend?
Oh, my bad.
Was this your partner for 11 years?
Oh, shit. Are you going to go get donuts after this? My bad.
Oh, shit.
I've actually... So I started a new game.
Ooh, okay.
I too have taken a break from Baldur's because that game's so long, it's just gonna be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I started Lies of P.
Okay, yeah, nice. Tell me about it.
So I'm about about three bosses in, and it's really good, dude. Actually, dude, like, it's like really good.
I've heard like everyone is like really, really, really impressed by it. People who have like beaten it all the way to the end are like saying that like towards the end, like it makes its own, like while it is fully a Souls game, like 100%, like it does set itself apart like in a special way apparently. So like people are really liking it.
So that's the thing though, like I'm finding that I'm trying to play it like a Souls game, but it's kind of its own thing where, like, and I'm going in blind, like, I just decided to say, fuck it, I'm not gonna do a thing like I did with Elden Ring and try and figure out some strategies, like, online and stuff, because
yeah.
I just wanted to, like, I feel like I'm a little bit more experienced now with, like, Souls-like games after doing Dark Souls 3 and then Elden Ring and then Sekiro for a little while. I think I'm a little bit more seasoned, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you're I am
more mature, if you will.
Yeah, I am having an easier time than I thought I would have. But again, I'm only like maybe three bosses in, like three big bosses in, and I gotta say those first three bosses are pretty fucking hard. Like, I don't think I would have been able to get through them if you don't, because it gives you kind of like in Elden Ring, you can summon like a. You can summon another character, like an NPC, to help you.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have those like shards to be able to summon NPCs, I don't know if I'd be able to, like, beat those guys. And yeah, and it's not like, so in Elden Ring, I felt like some of the times when I would like some peeps, like they would kind of hang around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they have a big health bar. They have their own health bar, and is why they hung around. Yeah.
So in this one, like, I feel like you get this. It kind of feels like you get the same or similar NPC every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the health bar, like, I don't know how it works. I don't know if it scales with your stats or what. But it really feels like, because a couple of times, like, the homie died, and I was still.
Like, oh fuck, yeah.
Like, oh shit, now he's after me. Now I actually have to like dodge. But it's helpful too, because I'm watching the boss fight this other thing, so I'm kind of like reading its moves and like, okay, so it's gonna do this, and like kind of figure out the patterns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I've had a lot of fun. I finally got to this place called the Chapel, so it's starting to get more souls like where, like, there's poison everywhere.
And, oh, God.
Yeah, they did that whole thing. And, like, you walk around in poison. There's all the enemies deal, like, some kind of poison damage. And it's
the fucking
cool,
worst.
It's cool. So right now, where I'm at, I just climb my way up this, like, clock tower is what I think it is. And I went into this room, and this giant, like, zombie blob thing came out with like a giant shield, and now I have to fight it. It's beautiful. Not even a boss, it's like a mini boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's been fun. I'm having a lot of fun, so it's been a pleasant surprise. I expected it to kind of suck in a way, because like, oh, just another Souls copy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's actually good, plays well. Nice. It's good.
Oh. Yeah, sleeper in the game.
Yep.
I was like sick for the majority of the week, so like I didn't, like, to the point where like I was home. I stayed home from work a couple days, and I couldn't even fucking game because I was just so fucking out of it. But like when I have been able to game, I've been playing nothing but Cyberpunk 2.0/Phantom Liberty. I gave them 30 of my coins for the DLC because. It's apparently super fucking good and nice and meaty and crazy, and it ties into like the current story. Like, you can play it from the beginning and it ties into the whole thing, and they recommended to start a new game, and I thought about it and I said I might do it, but I ended up not doing it just because I like where I'm at in the game currently, and I didn't feel like restarting it. And you can apparently, while it does weave in, it's not necessary, and you can like start it at any point. So I bought it. I installed the 2.0 update. It makes you like reset your whole skill tree with the new system and everything like that. So I did all that. I respect. I kept on going and I started the DLC mission. Like I like split off from whatever I was doing and started the DLC. And holy fucking shit, bro. I'm like, it's like the first mission is like a pretty lengthy segment. So I keep, I haven't like, I didn't play through it in all in one go. I think I played it in two chunks, but it's like pretty good, like cinematic and story wise. Like it's pretty fucking good. Like it's definitely a step up from what was in the game before. And the game does play a lot differently. It feels different with 2.0. Like the gunplay and stuff was always good, but now like everything feels more fluid and it does play better. And it just feels like a whole different game, honestly. And it's probably because it shouldn't have been ready to release until 2023, and they forced it out. Yeah.
Say right now. Yeah. Say wait.
Yeah, this is telling me this is actual Cyberpunk.
Like a complete game.
Yeah, and now like the with the 2.0 update, yeah. Like that they fixed the AI for a lot of the enemies. Like the cop system, they put the cop system back in because they had taken it out because it was so broken. So like, there's a bunch of like, it's a full complete game now basically. And
oh yeah, congrats Cyberpunk.
Yeah, and it's really fucking good, dude. So I've been like really hooked into it. I'm having a blast with it. The DLC is really good, and yeah, it's finally ready. If you guys ever feel so inclined and you find it on a sale, I'd say it's worth it now. Now in 2023, like yes, no one's ever gonna like take away the fact that it was a fucking disaster for years, but now. As the new package, like No Man's Sky type energy, like now as to where it is now, if you're coming into it new and you didn't know anything about like its past and like it's just game. it's just a new game that you're copying, it's a good game.
Mm. Hell yeah. I'm glad I never played it before then.
Same yep. here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what that reminds me of though? It's like when these freaking weed shops want to do a soft open for like 6 months before their official opening.
I've never in my life heard of that. What?
What?
In
what
my yeah, what?
Like every single one does it.
I've never in my life had that happen to me.
You probably have been to a few soft openings before.
I just never didn't even know. Yeah, like yeah,
you're just like, hey, this place has pretty good prices and like they have like a sweet discount going on, but that's just because they're doing a soft open. Like,
what?
Like it's crazy. Yeah. Like the only thing I can think of is because they want to get engagement, you know? So when they have the grand opening, they'll have like a line down the freaking block, you know?
To be fair, I'm a horrible, horrible creature of habit, and I'm not built like you, and I don't be clinic hopping like back in the Garden Grove days anymore. I was picking up at Jungle Boys exclusively when I was working at the Clindos, and then it got too expensive for me. So then I started picking up at this delivery service called SNE, and I picked up from them and only them for years straight until Jungle Boys came back and brought the affordable pricing back, and I've picked up nothing but Jungle Boys since that happened. So I don't go different places, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a creature of habit.
Yeah, like hella. If I find a spot I support them, you know?
But if you do want to experience a soft opening, like consciously, there's Catalyst. It's here in Stanton too, so it's not too far away.
Stanton,
and it's Catalyst. Far. You know, it's a. They have all the brands that you would.
Yeah, want, they, yeah.
And stuff like that. So
they replaced.
They've been doing a soft opening.
They replaced the cookies in Santa Ana that used to be cookies. They got replaced by Catalyst, I think.
Catalyst, yeah.
The one that's across the freeway from Jungle Boys?
Places in SoCal, which is crazy.
That's fucking insane.
But yeah, that's funny. That's what like this kind of reminds me of when the video games come out like just way too early. It's almost like, you know, they just do it for the engagement, you know?
They do it for the financials and because investors and deadlines and money is why they fucking do it, because they have to rush things out because they promise things at a certain time and investors get mad if they don't get money, you know? Is what the reality is.
And people buy the Shibs anyway. Like, there's a good percentage of people that buy the Shibs anyway.
Yeah. Well, we can start moving into some of these topics here. We can kind of speed through these because, honestly, it's not anything too crazy important or anything. If I'm being real, we're winding down. It's getting closer to the end of the year. And while we do have a bunch of releases lined up, it's basically towards the end of the month that everything's going to go crazy for a bit with releases. But for now, we're just riding a cool little wave here. So starting off with some bad news, because apparently Nintendo announced that as of April of next year, April 2024, online play and online and other functionality that uses online communication will end service for Nintendo 3DS and Wii U software. So that means they're completely shutting down the online servers for both the 3DS and the Wii U, which sucks because people still definitely 100% play those shits. Especially the 3DS, I feel. It's like one of their best-selling systems of all time. They have Pokemon games on there that like people are like religiously bound to. They refuse to move on to the new shit, you know? So
yep.
It's pretty like crazy of them to... like the Wii U, I mean, I fucking guess. Most of those games are now on Switch and better. But 3DS, I think it's fucked up for them to do that because it's... a very, very large install base. There's a lot of families out there who haven't like been able to upgrade to Switches because no money, you know, and their kids are still on 3DSs.
How come Nintendo's doing this heel move? Like, they don't have money to keep the servers going? Like, they don't have resources? Like, what's going on? Just because they don't fucking want to do it anymore?
Honestly, I don't know, because they had already shut down the Wii U ones a while ago, and people had like this big outcry about it, so they turned them back on recently. Now they just shut them back down again. Like, what? Nintendo is a very, very strange company, man. They're very like old school and Japanese, and like they don't like listen to people. So it's very strange. So bummer, sucks for. So like, you know, big rip to the 3DS and the Wii U. They served this very well. I still have my 2DS up here.
That my 3DS up here too.
Once I moved up, I moved all my Pokemon over to Pokemon Home, so I have no use for it anymore. But
yeah,
it served me super, super well. I love the DS family of systems. Those were my whole fucking childhood. Well, not my childhood. Those are my whole fucking like adolescence. You know?
Yeah.
The DS was the last version of the Game Boy that I owned before the Switch. So, like, as far as, like, you know, I don't know if there was one after this. I'm sure there was many models after that. But, dude, like, as far as those, yeah, that was, my, it was a black one. You know, just the black
one. The DS Lite or what?
Got it for, like, Christmas one year. No, not even the Lite, just the original DS.
Oh, shit, like the chunky one?
Yeah. Yeah, the chunk, the chunkster. Yeah, the chubbers. And then that was my last one until my sister gave me the Switch. The
Switch? A few That's years. Crazy.
But the Switch, I don't consider it because I never even really...
Fuck with it.
Yeah. So I had the original 3DS, the clunky gray one. Then I bought a 3DS Lite because that
was clunky gray one. That's just a DS Lite. We're not at 3DS yet.
Well, you're right. So I think I bought the 3DS, the smaller one.
Or so maybe it was just. We're talking about two different systems. So there was a Nintendo DS. Which was the original one that was like the chunky one, which is what the ghost talking about. Then you're talking about the 3DS, which is the one that came after that. It had the 3D screen and everything like that.
Yeah.
So with the DS, there was the DS, the DS Lite, the DSi, and then we got 3DS. The 3DS. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had that, and then and then they had the new 3DS.
Yes, and they had a new 3DS. Yeah. I have after a while they did the 2DS, which is which is literally the same console as the 3DS, but with no 3D, and it looks like a loaf of bread, and that's what I got. Because I don't fuck with the 3D, it makes my head hurt.
Oh, truth. Yeah. I mean, I never even played the 3D, so I don't know. Maybe I would probably like go into epileptic seizure.
Yeah.
So
I do want to get one though. I do want to get a 3DS, like a newer one, to mod it and hack it, because you can do a bunch of shit with it. It's cool.
I have a new 3DS and it's pretty like on the newer one, it was pretty good about like how much 3D you could put on there. Like it was more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like before it was like just the slider that was pretty much just like on or off.
Yeah.
But with the new 3DS, it was you could give it a little bit more of a gradient, so you can go like an in between 2D and 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
I'm moving on to our next topic here. There was a fucking riot at the Van Gogh Museum in France over a Pikachu card. Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, I would knock a few fools over for this card right here.
Scalper Swarm Van Gogh Museum for Pikachu promo card. The launch of the Pokemon X Van Gogh merchandise collaboration has led to swarms of scalpers on the first day of the sale. The merchandise, which is being launched to celebrate 50 years of the Van Gogh Museum, will include a statue, a plush, a tote bag, and more. Those who purchase any of the items will also receive a special Pikachu promo card, Pikachu with gray felt hat. Hold on, let me switch view here. People need to see this dapper fellow.
Feast your pupils on this dude.
This is right here. This is Pikachu dapper. with gray felt hat, which is based on Van Gogh's fucking self portrait. And this is the Van Gogh self portrait painting as a fucking Pikachu. This is fucking iconic as fuck, bro. Yeah. So following the release of the card, videos have appeared online of people swarming to the Van Gogh Museum to get their hands on the card. And you can see a tweet here by Joe Merrick at Cerebee who retweeted someone posting a video, and it looks like fucking terrible, utter fucking madness in there. It looks like fucking COVID waiting to happen in that bitch. Yeah, I'm playing it here on screen for the people. No sound. But it looks like fucking like Black Friday, like trample session levels of shit. You know what I mean? People get trampled on Black Friday, like back in the day.
Yep. Chaos.
Jesus, this isn't a Travis Scott concert, people.
Is that for real? This isn't fucking Astro World, y'all. No need to fucking die over this Van Gogh Pikachu. He is very cute. Mean, but
if you did die for this Van Gogh Pikachu, respect.
Respect.
So while we're on Pokemon though, like I want to take a quick second here and share my pool from
here's my
illustration rare Blastoise that I pulled,
dude. That shit is so fucking fire. Why didn't you fucking like
crispy
record that and like send it to me? I could have posted it as a short.
I know, I should have. I'll do that for the, I actually ordered some more because
from now on, record everything.
I'm trying to get the, if possible, like, I'm trying to get at least these illustration rares, like the full set of the three starters.
Oh, shit. You're trying to get the Zard? The Zard's like $500 right now, according to Vince.
I thought it was like 150.
Vince said 500, didn't he?
I think it was 150.
Oh, 150.
150, okay. I feel like, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Nice.
But anyways, I am trying to get the Zard. Honestly, those like these illustration rares are just like so sick. Like they just look sick. And
it's a super nice card. Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna print like rares like this in a long time.
As a Blastoise stan, I'm very jealous.
Yeah, it's super sick, dude.
Next up here, we got the Game Pass games coming in the month of October. We got a 4-player co-op game called From Space. It looks like it is a solo and co-op action shooter for squads of up to 4 players. Take on the challenge of liberating the Earth from an alien infestation with your friends using over-the-top weaponry in a post-apocalyptic world with awesomely stylized graphics. It looks like chibi art style. Yeah. I need to see gameplay, but I mean, it could be fun. Maybe we can all download it and try it since it's 4-player, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
We have also got Warhammer 40,000 Dark Tide. I think we've played a Warhammer 40,000 game that Lo-Fi gifted me once, right? I think we played it with him.
Yeah, we did.
It's kind of like a horde mode, like dungeon crawler type thing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. So maybe we can also a lot of co-op games dropping this month. So that's pretty cool. We've also got Forza Motorsport, so the next big Xbox release for the year. The next iteration of the Forza racing games. This one is finally out, I think, later this month. I think next week, I believe, or where is this? I think there's a date here. Oh, yeah, the 10th. So next week, you'll be able to play Forza on day one, including modern race cars, more than 100 cars, make 20 living environments with fan favorite locations, multiple track layouts, and live on-track scoring. So if you're into racing games, go. I know you tried to fuck with that weird Formula One game and you didn't go well, yeah, for you.
You should try this one.
This is more of just like a regular, this is more of a regular racing game with like supercars and regular shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I remember I played one iteration of Forza before. I want to say it was actually probably like the first or the second iteration of Forza. I remember there was like an Audi. It was like one of the starter cars. Like, but yeah, no, yeah, I definitely fucks with it heavily back in the day. So yeah, I would definitely be stoked to try this one out.
Yeah, so this is the newest one, so you can fuck it up on the new on the little Series S there. See how good it looks for you.
Hell yeah. I'll fucking shred up some fucking asphalt, bro.
Then we've also got Like a Dragon Ishin, which is one of the... So it's a Yakuza game, but I guess Like a Dragon has spawned like 4 or 5. So Like a Dragon was Yakuza 7, which is when they changed from like a beat 'em up, like GTA style game type of thing, to more of like it's to like a turn based slash beat 'em up. It's a very unique and cool style, but since then, that Like a Dragon game has spawned like 4 or 5 different spin-off games just in itself, and they're releasing a sequel for it next year. So they really took off with this Like a Dragon shit. So this one's like set in like old school samurai era Japan. Take up the sword as Sakamoto Ryoma and venture to Kyoto to find your father's killer. Clear yourself of a framed murder and restore your honor. In doing so, you will bring an end to the samurai era and forever change the future of Japan. Draw your blade and join the revolution in this heated historical adventure. So it's like a samurai game, but like also a Yakuza game. So it's like samurai mafia type story. It's probably how you end the samurai era and begin the mafia era, probably type beat. So it's probably gonna be dope, you know.
I think you're spot on because there seems to be like marijuana leaves incorporated into the artwork here on the dude's sleeve.
Or the could just be maple leaves.
Could just be maple leaves.
I think they're maple leaves.
It's Japan, not Canada, bro.
It is Canada. Yeah, he does have a point. Do they have maple trees?
No, Japanese maple.
Japanese do have maple in Japan.
Oh. Holy shit. All right. Next goal in life, try Japanese maple.
I can get you some. From my girlfriend's gourmet food import company. They have a little paste of Japanese maple syrup. Yeah, it's dank.
Yes. Yes. I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah, okay.
Let's try this. I never even knew it existed. What the hell?
They make it into this like dank butter that you can spread onto bread, and it's like fucking god tier, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, Japanese maple butter. All right. But anyway, that's the Game Pass games for the month. I'm hungry as shit now.
No.
Anything you guys are interested in trying? What y'all feel?
Forza, maybe, you know, I'll take a couple supercars out for a spin.
Okay, you guys don't want to play From Space with me? You don't want to play the little chibi shooter?
No. I'd be more down to try Darktide.
There's no picture and it's not on the poster at all, but apparently Gotham Knights is also out now on Game Pass. Yeah. So if you want to play Gotham Knights, go for it. You can't play it fucking co-op or whatever, but if you want to play it solo, go for it.
Can we play it? It's like two-player. We could do two-player co-op.
Well, I guess we can. And we're fine, because I think we can play it above 30, because we're on PC.
Oh yeah. We'll be fine. Y'all are locked to 30 FPS.
I'm probably never even going to play that game, TBH.
But don't you fuck with the Batman games?
I do fucks with Batman in general.
It's like the next it's the next version. It's the next iteration of like the Arkham games, but this time Batman's, yeah, Batman's dead. So the Gotham Knights take over. You play as either Nightwing, Robin, or Batgirl. I think, I don't know, something like
that. Let's try it out. Let's try it out.
Eh, fine.
Let's install it and try it out.
Yeah, let me know how it
goes.
I don't think
it's a very big game.
Yeah, fine. Well, I'll install it. Gotham Knights.
Oh, actually, it's like 50 gigs. What the?
You know which one I just recently rewatched again, like 3/4 of it for the second time, was the Robert Pattinson's version of Batman that just came out.
It's a good movie.
It is actually. You know what? Like,
it's a watching good rated. Fucking movie.
Under fucking rated, I think.
I kind of liked it better than the first time I watched it. Mm-hmm. I think the first time I watched it, I was just like kind of like in the state of mind where I was kind of hating on it. Just because, you know, Cedric Diggory's in there.
Doing Dude, his thing. But, don't fucking, but, don't you but, dare talk shit on my boy Edward Cullen. That's my boy for life.
I don't know him as Edward Cullen, all right? I only know him as Cedric Diggory.
You know, a Twilighter. I'm a Potter boy, and a Twilighter. That's my boy. That's my son. Yeah, when Amos, dude. Amos Diggory. That's my boy. Amos Diggory, bro. Aww. That's my son. Amos Diggory, bro. I'm gonna finish my fucking beer to that one.
I will say, I hope this doesn't sound as toxic as it just seemed in my head, but I'm gonna say it anyways. None of the acting performances in that entire series are anywhere close to riveting. None. One can almost say the fucking acting is absolute trash. But I always fucking shed a tear during that scene. And it's not because I'm sad that Cedric died. Don't get me wrong, he's my boy too. But it's just the way he fucking wails.
The thing is,
like, holy shit. I
shed a tear for almost all the deaths that I care about, not because the acting is particularly great, but because I have my own attachments because of the books and shit like that, you know what I mean? And I read it, and I fucked myself up, like, crying, reading it through it, so, like, it just happens, you know?
I sobbed in the bathroom a few times over Harry Potter deaths while reading the book.
Yeah, dude, dude.
I had people knock on the door, like, what the fuck's wrong in there? I'd be like, you would never...
No one will ever, you will never understand about my boy Dobby and how they took him from me, dude.
Okay. I will say this. I would have cried when I saw Dobby get murked, but I was extremely euphoric off of foreign substance.
Okay.
I didn't have the wherewithal to even shed tears.
And you're like, Dobby's dying.
No, not even. Like, I was extremely sad. Saddened.
You just couldn't function it.
I mean, that's and the. You know what? I envy you. I fucking envy you.
Everybody next to me was crying. Shit, the entire fucking theater was crying when Dobby died, except for me.
Everybody saw him.
We don't talk about it. Can we stop? Can we change the subject?
Let's move on.
So the next three topics, they're all lumped together. They're all about different companies and different studios, but it's all leading to one thing. Last week, the gaming industry got fucking wrecked, by which I mean a bunch of studios and companies, including the biggest, like, grossing company, like Epic Games, who makes the most money with Fortnite, just got hit with massive layoffs. Massive, massive layoffs. Sony with Naughty Dog. Layoffs at Epic Games after Fortnite is breaking records. Team 17, which is the company that made Fall Guys, their whole team got fucking nuked and the CEO got murked. So Team 17 is like basically, Media Molecule, the ones who specifically made Fall Guys, they're dead. Team 17 is a bit bigger, but company-wide they got fucking wrecked. So, you know... It's a topic that we don't talk about very often because it's kind of a bummer, but it's very real. And we see it happen with, like, how long stuff takes and the delays. And we just talked about with Cyberpunk, shit gets pushed out because of investors and money. And this is the reality now that games are getting way more expensive to make. And investors are expecting more and more and more and more profit and return off of games because of expectations set by games with microtransactions like GTA and Call of Duty. They're just making billions and billions of dollars. So expectations are set higher. So people get murked because, you know, there's no such thing as launching a smaller game anymore, a double-A game or a middle-of-the-road game that you set low expectations for and you plan accordingly for it. Now it's just everything has to be a cash cow. Everything has to make billions. Everything has to be this big monumental release. And smaller studios, smaller releases, they're starting to fall by the wayside, unfortunately. And this is, like, honestly, like, one of the most depressing things about gaming nowadays.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, because a lot of those small-time games are some of the most fun.
And the most creative. They're the ones that, like push different ideas. It's not just cookie-cutter, the same things everybody else does, not just a first-person shooter, not just an over-the-shoulder action game. Like, it's different shit that's getting cut because it's not following the mold, and it's not trying to be what everything else is, you know? So,
yeah, like you mentioned Fall Guys. Like, that sucks. Like, that game was a huge success, and it's a lot of fun. And it sucks that those people are getting, like, laid off, and it sucks for indie gaming, because those games, like, a lot of people love those games, and they've got some cult followings in those.
And these people that are losing their jobs, they, like, spend their whole, in some cases, their whole careers, their whole soul pouring into one project that they made work, and like Fall Guys, you know, and like,
yeah, and that sucks.
And like, your game shut down, your studio shut down, everything's gone now after you built all that shit, and it was like popular as fuck for a while, you know, like, I don't know, man. It's
still pretty popular, I think. A lot of people still play that.
The fucking, like, live service environment is pretty, like, fucking bleak and scary, dude. Like, I don't know how these companies expect everyone to constantly share their time amongst all these games that expect, like, a full-time commitment from you, like, time-wise and money-wise, you know? Like, it's unsustainable.
I blame Fortnite. No, legit. I 100%, like, legit. Like,
I know where you're coming from.
This, take it back, Fortnite was the first, or if not one of the first, most popular free-to-play, like, games that just perpetuated this fucking thing where you it's a free game, but here you go, buy all these skins, buy all this stuff, and all these microtransactions.
Battle Pass,
like, they are They are the ones that started this. And we're over here, like, we play, okay, full disclosure, we play Fortnite, we buy into we buy the shit, because it's fun to play with friends, but ever since then, like, everybody's been chasing that same formula, that same model, and just because it worked for one game, it doesn't mean that it's going to work for every fucking other game. Like, it's very rare to get a game like Elden Ring, to get a game like Lies of P, a game like Baldur's Gate, that it's rare that these games don't have this stupid battle pass attached to their stupid, like, cosmetic, pay more money to, like, do this, do that, and it's just like, that's pushing it to the forefront, you know? It fucking sucks.
It sucks, like, yeah, it's rough. Gaming,
I do blame Fortnite.
I feel like gaming, it's in a very weird spot, because in one point we're, like, at the best point we've ever been, because everything's, like, looking and playing the best and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some crazy ass shit that we never would have imagined. But at the same time, mm-hmm. on the flip side of that, there's, like, a very ugly side to it, where everything's, like, getting very scary on the financial end, and, like, how games are set up monetarily, like, financial wise.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, you know what? I actually had a conversation at work that kind of, like, it wasn't based in, like, video games or anything, but it's based on software. just the way that companies in general and just like the tech industry in general across the board deal with things. Like, even in like my job, my workplace, like things get put out half-baked. Like, Microsoft does this shit too. Like, they'll put something out half-baked, like unfinished. They'll put it out, get people to use it. They'll take that data, say, okay, this is what people hated about it. And then they'll release something, the new version of that. And it's like the completed version of that. And it's just this, it's like an industry standard, like across all tech industries. And it's affecting the video game industry too. And it fucking sucks, dude. Cause like shit's just releasing like crap. Like you're buying
garbage.
Crap.
You're buying garbage.
Yeah. You're buying garbage. With the hopes of like it coming out or improving over time. So like you're buying this half-baked shit and you're hoping that this company figures it out. So it's almost like everything you're buying is kind of a gamble nowadays with like tech.
Yeah.
Like legit, that's just like the state of like our world right now. It's like everything is just like shitty until it's not, you know? So it's almost more worth to like wait for the other people to take the first plunge and then get it later when it's actually it's like completed.
When it's completed and probably cheaper. No, yeah, they're literally making like early adopters, first wave buyers are literal beta testers at a premium because they're paying more for an inferior product and eventually it gets fixed and you can buy it for cheaper. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's the inverse of what it used to be. Like, if you think about Grandma's Boy, like game testers and all that and that show, like their whole lives are like based around like testing games. But yeah, they have game testers at their companies, but it's not a big of. Like you can't make a career out of it. Like
you can find you can go on Indeed and look up game tester jobs, and they're paying like literal like $16 or something for it. Like it's a horrible job.
It's horrible.
But the criteria for it too, I feel like nowadays is a little bit bigger. Like
they pay low.
They want you to at least have because they want you to have like the basics of design, so you would know what to look at and how to
find a bug and how to fix it. They want a suggestion.
Yeah,
on how
and
to
then
fix
you tell
it.
A person, and then he just does it. You
know? Yeah, it's a very horrible situation. But man, this sucks, man. So let's move on. Sony got hacked. We can move on from that really quick. There's not much to talk about. They leaked a bunch of their own employees' data because they didn't want to pay for ransom or whatever. So sucks to suck. And our last topic, the big controversy of the week. Oh no, Spider-Man 2. The big Sony release for the year can be 100% completed in just 30 hours. Can you guys believe it? Oh no. A reasonable length game? It's like, people just love to fucking complain, dude.
What do you want? That's a good
honestly,
game.
I was expecting 60 hours, bro. Come on. What are we doing, Marvel? This is Spider-Man 2. This is the most, honestly, I feel like this is the most fucking hyped Spider-Man game ever.
Well, yeah, 100%.
So I was expecting a little cherry on top of my Sunday, Marvel.
The guy that platinumed this game in 30 hours, this guy does this for like
a living. Like in his sleep. So like he literally that means he fucking like didn't fucking sleep and did it all in like a fucking day or something like that. You know what I mean?
Like, so this guy's like a. Yeah, he does this like for every game. Like this is something that he's like just does.
He gets off on
for normal people like us, it might take us 30 hours, but it's gonna be maybe 40. Expanded 30 hours. It might even take us 40 or more. Because it's not gonna be as easy for us.
I'm not going to be sitting there cracked out on fucking having like an IV connected to my shit with caffeine, probably. Like,
and Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew, go. Come on. Let's be real. Yeah. It's Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew code red.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's the good shit, huh?
Yeah.
That's the great shit.
But, I mean, it takes about like 15, 16 hours to beat the main story. And if you want to complete it, about 30 hours. So around double. Not every game has to be like a fucking 100-hour epic adventure like Baldur's Gate or Harry Potter or fucking Elden Ring or Zelda, you know what I mean? Like, reasonable length games are fucking okay and fine, you know? And this is gonna be like one of the best games fucking ever, probably. It looks so fucking good and so fucking fantastic, and like, we know what they can deliver and what they can pack into a story in this type of game. And we've loved the first two games. So why wouldn't this be any, like, the other ones haven't been particularly long either. You know what I mean? So
no, they weren't.
I literally don't understand what people's like fucking deal is ever on the internet.
The first game was, everyone raved about it, and it took this guy 33 hours to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 17 hours to do Miles Morales, which,
it's like a half game, yeah. It's like
exactly.
It's like an expansion to a game. Like,
it's fine.
It's fine. This is great. It's gonna be a good game. I literally can't fucking wait. October 20th, 15 days from today, boys.
Almost dude, that's so soon. Yeah.
2 weeks, dude. It's 2 weeks away from Spider-Man.
October 20th.
October 20th.
Oh, dude, I have that day off.
Oh, oh shit.
We know what Eric's gonna do all the whole day.
Oh fuck yeah! 20th. I'm gonna play Spider-Man all day, 8 hours, bro.
Dude, I can't wait for a Spider-Man VR game that actually fucking works. That would be fucking legit. Just want to be web swinging through the fucking
You need to get a PlayStation, go.
Yeah, you can't play this.
Honestly, I probably will. Honestly, if anything, that'll be my Christmas gift to myself this year.
Get a PS5.
Yeah,
or hear me out. You could wait until like this pro version comes out and grab that.
That's true.
Maybe not. Or maybe wait till that comes out so the price goes down on the non-pro version
again. Well, right now they have like hella bundles going where you just pay regular price and you get a game. So
that is pretty dope too.
Yeah, the digital
games version are like $70 now.
It's probably as good as it's gonna get.
$400. I'll pull the trigger sometime soon.
Also, I've been like, I'm like really like salivating, frothing at the mouth to like fuck with and modify my PC, because I've been really getting into like PC shit recently. So I'm probably gonna be switching.
The last time we did it, huh?
And I'm probably gonna be switching out some parts. So I'm gonna have some extra. So we might be able to put together like a side PC for you, like off of my Frankenstein parts.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit. Hell yeah. I'm always down for that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. See what happens, because I'm planning on upgrading some parts and then selling my current parts. So we'll see what happens.
You're gonna go for a 4060 graphics card, huh?
Yeah, 4060 is like the worst fucking.
Or the 400s. Sorry, just the 400s. But you're gonna go in the 400s. Yeah.
I want to get a 4090, but like they're so fucking expensive, dude. Those are like minimum $1,700 or something like that. It's crazy. But yeah. No, I'm looking at just like, I do a light upgrade, just something light, maybe like stay within the 30s. I want to maybe just like switch my 3070 for a 3080 now that the prices have gone down. Just to get that get a little bit of extra juice, because like, and then I know like there's a lot of good. So we're blessed because we live in an area of the world where we have one of 25 micro centers in the world over in Tustin. Yeah, and yeah. Dude, micro center has some of the best fucking prices you will ever fucking find for PC parts ever. So like, they have really good prices on CPU. So I already have a CPU that I'm sitting on over here that I'm like itching to like do something with. So like, again, I'll see what we can do. I might sell you my 3070. Go, like build a Frankenstein PC, but you will have to pay for the 3070, basically.
I'll
throw in my old sick ass Intel CPU, but you have to pay for the 3070.
Oh hell yeah! You accept food stamps?
Hell yeah, EBT baby. Well, yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. Don't forget to share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at KnifeLifeOSC, KnifeLifeOSC. If you want to find young Eric on the internet, young Twerk.
You can find me as Erky Plays.
If you want to find Lil Shoe Rack, the smallest of shoe racks on the internet.
The smallest, at Not Really Human. NOTRLLY human.
Also, I've been tagging you in a bunch of PC giveaways on Twitter.
I always participate in those as well.
So I was gonna say I don't know if you've seen that, but when I do, please go and enter yourself as well, so we can potentially win a sick ass PC.
No, yeah, I do. I always do, but then I tag two random people.
Yeah, fuck it. As long as you win. But until next time, my name is Oscar.
I'm Eric.
Just listen to the streets. They'll tell you my name.
Ooh.
We've been the Pod Boys Advance. We'll see you guys next time. Later. That was amazing. That was amazing. On the street.